I am the Ascended Master, Mother Mary, and it is my great joy to open this gathering of your beautiful hearts in this beautiful city, in this beautiful nation, on this beautiful continent of Asia, where so many people for so long have been devoted to the flame of the Divine Mother, whether they have seen it as the beautiful goddess Kuan Yin or any other of the manifestations of the Divine Mother known on this continent throughout the ages. My beloved, if I had told you last July that within a year the Korean people would have staged mass protests, peaceful demonstrations that would have led to the impeachment of your president, would you have believed me back then? I dare say that many people would not have believed that it would be possible to see the changes you have seen in the Korean nation over these last few months, not only at the government level, but also in your biggest corporation, which some might say is also the government level, due to the influence it has on the political process in your country. And so you see, my beloved, this is, for us who are the Ascended Masters, a total affirmation of the fact that people have power and that only a few people can change the course of a nation. Now, my beloved, let us be realistic. On the one hand, we can say safely that had you not had the conference last July here, and had you not had so many people come, then these changes would not have taken place over this last year. On the other hand, we can just as safely say that it was not only your conference, your efforts, your decrees and invocations that brought about the changes. So, what we would like you to get is a realistic assessment of what you can and cannot do as Ascended Master students. It would, of course, be unrealistic to say that a few Ascended Master students could change the course of a nation if that nation was not ready for it. But you realize, I hope, that when a nation is ready, then it does not take that many people to give that extra impetus that brings things into the physical and gives them a certain direction in the physical. Now, my beloved, last year we said that Korea is the key to Asia, and it is because there has been a long history of the Ascended Masters working with this nation, working with many different people who were not even aware of our existence. Yet even though they didn't know that we exist, they were still open to us working with them, either releasing light or bringing forth certain ideas. And so we have, for decades, been working with the South Korean nation and the people to bring this nation to a certain point where there is more of an openness in the physical to the golden age ideas that we wish to bring forth, not only here, but in Asia at large. And so, this very slow progress was what brought this nation to the point where some of you were able to make a conscious connection to the Ascended Masters. This is why you were able to receive the inspiration to translate the teachings, put them on the websites you have created, translate the books, and organize the conference last year. It does not mean that you alone created the changes. It means that you were riding the wave of what has been going on in this nation for a long time. And so, on the one hand, we of course do not want you to have an exaggerated sense of self-importance that leads to pride, which we have seen in so many spiritual people throughout the ages. And I only mention this for the sake of completeness, because I know that you do have the humility of hearts, so that you will not go into pride. But nevertheless, you need to recognize that you cannot alone change the course of the nation. But what happens is that as we are working with a large number of people in a nation, there is a descent of ideas from our level to the identity level. As people are open, we can clear out some of the blockages in the identity realm so that more and more people can begin to accept these ideas. As the messenger was saying in his talk, there can simply come a point where the openness has been created so that people suddenly see that this idea is obvious. It is self-evident. Now, just a few years or even months before, they were not able to see this, but now they are, because their identity bodies have been cleared and the mass consciousness has been cleared to a level where people can now grasp an idea and they know in their hearts that this is real. This is true. This is the next step. And then when that happens at the identity level, it creates the opening whereby the idea can begin to descend into the mental level. And as we work on clearing out the ideas at that, the energies at that level, again, another rung of people, another wave of people can accept the idea. And then when we clear the emotional body, people who are more focused on their emotions can suddenly begin to feel strongly for a certain idea and feel that this is right, and that they can also begin to feel that a change needs to happen, that we cannot allow this to go on anymore. And that is then what opens the possibility of a physical change. And so you will see that many small events over these last several years have served to make a growing number of people in Korea become dissatisfied not only with the government, but with the corruption, with the system, where they feel powerless as individuals against the system. And even the sinking of the ferry was a trigger event that, again, in itself didn't have quite the significance to create changes, but because it came to symbolize what people felt about the system, it became a focal point for people's attention and for their feelings. And it increased this tension that led to almost what we could call a bubble of energy in the collective consciousness, where there was a sense that something needs to happen, that things cannot go on as they are, that we need to have a change. And so these many unconnected events brought about this tension. And then when the exposures were made about the president of your country and the CEO of Samsung, all of a sudden this became the focus for this energy in the collective consciousness. And this brought people to the streets, and you saw how they came together in many cases spontaneously. They were drawn to gather together. And this is at a level where it is beyond what you, as the Ascended Master student, could precipitate. It is not you and your work that created this tension. But when the tension had happened, your work, your decrees, your invocations, and the light we released at the conference last year were able to direct the focus of the people. And first of all, you were able to ensure that this was a peaceful demonstration. You understand, my beloved, what we have been saying now for all nations around the world and for South Korea as well, is that there is always a power elite in a nation that does not want change. And the last thing they want is for the people to stand up to the system. They will do almost anything to prevent the people from gathering together in one place and demanding change. But if they cannot prevent this, then they have a second course of action, and it is that they will try to create some violence in these protests so that they suddenly accelerate into violence and the destruction of property. And this then gives the system, the power elite, an excuse for saying, we have to stop this rioting and this violence, and thereby they have their excuse for stopping the protest of the people. And so you understand that their first priority is to prevent the people from coming together in a demonstration, and their second priority is to prevent it from being peaceful. And when they cannot prevent either, when the people do come together, and when they are peaceful, then they do not know what to do, other than they will eventually have to give in to the people and give the people the changes they are demanding. And here is where you, as Ascended Master students, were instrumental in making this a peaceful process and also directing it at impeaching the president. And my beloved, you can look at Korean history and you can say, was this latest president more corrupt than some previous presidents have been? Well, perhaps not. But this latest president was not in tune with what has been happening in the country, and therefore she did not realize that she could not allow herself in this age to do what her predecessors had been able to do before the critical mass in the consciousness of the people had been reached. So she was not attuned to her people and to the times, and therefore she thought she could get away with this as other politicians had been able to get away with it in the past. And she is still somewhat surprised. Why did this happen to me? Why was I singled out when this politician and that politician were able to get away with doing things that were worse than what I did? But you see, she does not understand that times change, and there can come a point where critical mass is reached. And if you will not attune to the people, then you are not worthy to hold the office. For you had the opportunity to take your nation into a new cycle where this kind of corruption at the highest level cannot be tolerated. And since you did not grasp that opportunity, then you were not worthy to stay in office. And that is what the people stood up and said. We want better leadership than this. We want a non-corrupt leadership. And my beloved, you may look at the corruption indexes that have been created about all nations in the world and their level of corruption. And you may see that South Korea does not have such a high level of corruption compared to many other nations. But my beloved, do you want to compare yourself to the nations who have a high level of corruption, or do you want to compare yourself to the nations who have a low level of corruption? For I tell you, the potential that we of the Ascended Masters see for South Korea is that you are in the very highest class of nations in terms of the level of consciousness of the people, your willingness to change, and your willingness to implement many of the ideas that are the foundation for a golden age. So you should not compare yourself to those who have a higher level of corruption, but compare yourself to those who have a lower level and say, this is what we want also. This is what we are ready for. We are ready for the kind of leadership that does not tolerate any kind of corruption, that does not tolerate that these big industrial conglomerates can walk into the prime minister or the president's office and demand special treatment that is not according to the law and the constitution. And so you see, my beloved, we of the Ascended Masters have been working for a long time with the Korean people to bring you to this level where you are ready to step your democracy up to the highest level of democracies found in the world. And this is a change that has been brought about by many people, but you as the Ascended Master students have the opportunity here to direct this movement and make sure that it remains peaceful and it remains focused on the ideals that we of the Ascended Masters have given you. It is not necessary that the people in the government or in corporations who can implement these ideas know about Ascended Masters, know where the ideas are coming from. It is necessary for you to know this and to focus on these ideas and then make the calls for them to be brought down through the identity, mental, emotional level, and into the physical, so that the people who are in positions to implement the ideas will suddenly wake up and say, oh yes, this is obvious. We see that this is obvious. And this, of course, is precisely why we have given you the teachings we gave last year, the invocations, and why we will give you more teachings this year, because we see the potential that this movement that has been started can be accelerated, and therefore South Korea can manifest a higher level of democracy that is second to none on this planet. I am not saying that you will stand alone as being the best country in the world. I am saying you will be up there among the nations who have the highest form of implementation of a democratic government. Naturally, this can be done in many different ways. We are not looking for all nations to implement it the same way, but it is clear that you cannot have the highest level of democracy if there is corruption at the highest level of your government or the companies that are instrumental for making sure you have a functioning economy. And so you see that this corruption needs to be filtered out, so to speak. And it needs to be brought down into the physical so that both the politicians and the industry leaders will see it, that it is to their advantage to transcend the corruption. Where the political leaders will begin to see that by taking a stand against corruption, this can be a key to their election and to their support from the people. But even the industry leaders can come to see, my beloved, that corruption is not necessary for the success of their business, that there are actually ways to create a successful business without having the corruption that they have thought was the very foundation for having a successful business. Do you see, my beloved, when you look at the history of Korea, you can see that after the war, the government chose to give special privileges to this class of business conglomerates that grew larger and larger. And this is a form of corruption. When the government gives special privileges to certain businesses, then this will inevitably lead to a form of corruption where these businesses think that in certain respects they are above the law and they can do things that are either illegal or that are unconstitutional or that nobody needs to know about because they have a truce with the government where the government says, if you get the economy going, we will not take a close look at how you do this. And they get used to being able to abuse their workers or take other liberties because they feel that they have a space where they can do things in secret and nobody will know, and therefore they will not be held accountable. And so what happens is that when you allow companies to be in this position, they attract a certain kind of leaders who will take advantage of the situation, and they will begin to believe, my beloved, that this is the only way to do business in Korea. But you see, when you look at other nations, you can see that in other nations, they are able to do business without this kind of corruption, and this then demonstrates to you that it is not the only way to do business, neither in Korea nor anywhere else. And so you realize that what is truly behind corruption is actually a distrust of the mother, the matter realm. You do not trust the law that Jesus demonstrated and taught in the parable about the talents, the servants that were given a certain number of talents and told to multiply them. You see, my beloved, this is an essential principle of how the mother works, is that when you do something for others, you will have an acceleration of your efforts. And therefore, the more selflessly you serve others, the more you will prosper, because the more the mother realm can accelerate your efforts. This is an essential principle. But corruption is born from a distrust of this principle, where you think that you have to give yourself special privileges so that you can gather to yourself riches and power instead of earning it by serving others. You want to receive without giving. You want to gather to yourself without doing for others and thereby multiplying your talents. And so you see, we do not need to discuss whether it was right or wrong of the government to create these business conglomerates after the war. But what we do need to recognize is that the special privileged position they were given is no longer necessary given the development that has taken place in this country. And therefore, it is time, it is high time, it is past time that these businesses step up and realize that they are fully capable of doing honest business where no aspect of their business cannot handle being looked at by the people and by the government and by the media, and therefore they can conduct their business in a fair and honest way, and by doing this they will prosper much more than they ever could under the old ways. And it is, in fact, the only way that they would be able to compete and continue to compete and compete even better on the international scene. Because I tell you, my beloved, although you may see corruption all over the world, in the coming decades, those businesses who are honest, who are doing things according to the law, but also according to the spirit of the law and the spirit of the mother realm, they are the ones who will prosper more and more. Whereas the businesses who try to cheat, who try to take advantage of people, they will begin to decline, as they already have begun to decline, even though you may not see it at the physical level yet. I can assure you, my beloved, that many of the older businesses who have become large by cheating, by manipulating, and through corruption, they have already started imploding simply because they are not able to receive the ideas from the ascended realm that will be the next wave of products that will drive economic development. They are not able to attune, and therefore they have already started imploding in the identity realm, in the mental, in the emotional, and it is only a matter of time before it filters through in the physical. But you have already seen this to some degree with some larger businesses that used to be even larger than they are now, and how they have suddenly lost market share and have become only a shadow of what they were just a few years ago when they were thought to be invincible. My beloved, honesty, fairness, and the willingness to treat your customers, your government, and first of all, your employees well, these are the keys to tomorrow's businesses, the successful businesses of tomorrow. And I will remind you, tomorrow is only a day away. So it is not so that businesses have decades to implement this change. It is already past the time where the successful businesses have started implementing this change, and those who have not have better catch up quickly, or they will be left behind, my beloved. For times will move on, and Saint Germain's economy, the economy for the Golden Age, is already descending through the three higher levels, and some have started grasping it in the physical, and they are the ones who will be able to ride the wave that has been created on this planet, and that is irreversible, and that will bring a new form of economy that is, to use the old words, of the people, by the people, for the people, not only as a form of government, but also as an economy. And it will not be that long before the economy that is of the elite, by the elite, and for the elite will simply begin to implode. And they will not be able to understand why all of these financial instruments are no longer working the way they were working in the past. And they will not be able to understand why they cannot create something new that will give them these ever-increasing profits that they are so addicted to that they cannot see the reality that there simply is a limit to how much money an elite can hoard at the expense of the population. They, the elite today, the economic elite today, have failed to learn the lesson of history abide of feudal societies of medieval Europe imploded, and why these noblemen could no longer sit on their estates and keep their peasants as slaves, because the time had simply run away from that economic model. Well, my beloved, times have run away from the economic model you have today, where the elite can become richer and richer, and where the people become poorer and poorer, and where even the middle class is seeing a reduction of its standard of living. This is not a sustainable economic model, and I hereby serve notice, and I hereby pronounce the judgment of the Divine Mother upon the demons that are upholding this corrupt, self-serving, elite-serving economic model in South Korea and on a worldwide basis. I pronounce that judgment of the Divine Mother, and I thereby state in the physical that this cycle has come to an end this day. And so I look to you, of course, to affirm this with me as you create an invocation and give it over and over to make it spread like rings in the water, so that more and more people will be able to tune in and realize that there is an entirely new way to do business. And it is just obvious that this is the future. My beloved, when will the future be the present? When it becomes obvious to people that this is the way forward. That is when people can accept that we can have a better state than what we have today. As the messenger said, my beloved, the biggest hindrance for the ascended masters is that people cannot accept the changes that we are ready to bring forth. If they could only accept it, then the changes could be manifest almost instantly. For my beloved, why do you not have a better state of the economy or a better state of democracy? Why do you not have a peaceful world? It is because not enough people have accepted not only that it is possible, but that it is a reality. It is only the acceptance of a critical mass of people that is needed before a change can be manifest. And therefore, I look to you, who are the Ascended Master students, to accept the Golden Age, to accept it in your own minds, and to accept that it is descending through the four levels, and that it is also descending, and that it has descended, that it is manifest in the physical level as well. For my beloved, if you cannot accept it, you who have an Ascended Master teaching, how can we expect the rest of the population to accept it? And so this is your challenge, to look at yourselves and say, where am I not accepting? Do I believe that these ideas that the masters are talking about are too far-fetched? Do I believe they are too idealistic, that they are not really realistic? Then look at that. Look at whether you have some fear in your being, and then be willing to work on that fear with the tools we have given you, and come to that point where you know in your heart that what we are saying is not a dream, it is not unrealistic, it is actually completely realistic if only enough people will accept it. My beloved, I have already accepted the golden age in South Korea. Will you not accept it with me? Then I seal you in my heart, and I hope that in these next days you will accept what we tell you as already being a manifest reality on this planet and in this nation. For this nation belongs to you who are embodied here. What you accept for this nation will be the reality, and what you will no longer accept because you say, this is not acceptable to me, this will disappear within a very short period of time. My beloved, look at the changes that has happened since last year's conference. And then, why would you think it's going to stop here? Can you not see that we can keep the ball rolling and create other changes in this nation? Perhaps not as immediately dramatic, but there are changes that can begin and can have a dramatic effect in the long run. We are not only talking here about 1 year, we are talking about the future of this nation and setting it on a different course where the changes will become more and more obvious the further we move forward, because more and more people among the population will be able to accept that it is really possible to create these changes. It is really possible to have a society that our parents and grandparents did not dare to dream about. But we dare to dream, and we dare to accept that it is more than a dream, because our acceptance is the opening for the manifestation of a new society. So with this, I thank you for your attention, for your presence here, for being willing to let me use your chakras to radiate this golden age consciousness into the collective consciousness of this nation. You have all been broadcasting stations for this message and the energies I have released, and they will go to every corner of this nation, and they will begin to stir up the collective consciousness so that more and more people will be able to accept that the golden age is real. Thank you, my beloved, for your attention.